Helping Audioboo to expand. This is another in the series of rehearsing my ideas so that I can share them with others on the blog. I have a personal interest in the expansion of Audioboo, and it is this, which is that the more people who use it, the greater variety of content there will be for me to consume. So I'm going to be totally selfish about this. I have a direct interest in new people coming into Audioboo, because sure as eggs are eggs, the more new people that come in, the more people I'm going to find who I personally want to link with, to consume their stuff, if you like. But I thought I had finished saying everything I wanted to say about how you could get more users for Audioboo, and then I suddenly realized, I've just realized that I haven't. I have a big idea, and there are 126 and a half ways of getting new people to join Audioboo. So this is just one of those. Did I say 126 and a half? I mean 127 and a half new ways to get people to join Audioboo. And here it is. And this is one idea, and it's about an event. And this is the kind of event I would like to... I suggest that Audioboo could sponsor. Now, I don't actually know what I mean by sponsorship, but I'm sure somebody will tell me how Audioboo could add value to what I'm just about to suggest. It's this. I am often, when a company is trying to build its reputation and get out there, and it has to make a splash, right, to attract people who haven't previously used it into the arena, even to start talking about it before they decide to purchase. So I propose an event, and this is the event I propose. And it's a bit complicated, but it's very, very ambitious, right? I propose that a number of the users of Audioboo, practitioners of Audioboo, meet face-to-face in a place. A place in Ireland, that would suit me best, but it could be in another place too, right? But that they meet in a gang, in a group, for a period of time, ideally at least an overnight stay, right? That would be enough. 36 hours would be fine. This could all be done, should all be done rapidly, I would say. And in a short period of time, they get together and they create content, meaning that they produce a lot of Audioboos. Those Audioboos would be about a wide variety of topics. The people would all be different. They'd all have their individual angles, and they'd have things they'd want to Audioboo about. Some might want to go wandering through the town, recording the sound of things happening there. They might be ambient audio booers. Others might want to deliver, in effect, high quality broadcast quality podcast via Audioboo from a particular place. The variety, the greater the variety, the better. And in addition to that, those people can have conversations with each other about what they're doing and about topics. So at that level, and that level only, the people who are users of Audioboo are having a good time, right? They're having a good time. Maybe Audioboo can find a way of getting something that would oil the good time that these people are actually having. Or alternatively, they could donate money to a charity of the choice of these people, and the people who gather together could collectively decide which charity Audioboo was going to contribute to in return for this. But my point is only just beginning. So having created all this content, the content has to be shared, of course, and it'll be shared on Audioboo, but it would be shared via Twitter, via Google+, via Facebook. And the people who would be there would be good if they were, if we use as many different ways of distributing the content as possible. So that's one level. So you have a small group of people meeting in a place. Now, that doesn't seem to make much of a splash, right? However, and this is where the thing hinges on, at the same time as the group are meeting face-to-face, doing their work, people around the world are linking with them via Audioboo. So there is other people who can't afford to travel, don't want to travel, want to stay in the hermit's cave, don't want to actually meet physically face to face, have disabilities and can't actually do it. You know, that whole wide variety. They haven't got the money to travel, anything you like. They have family responsibilities. They're staying where they are, right? And they're a much, much bigger community. So those people are, on that particular day, also using Audioboo, but in a communicative way with the core group, I'll call them, for want of a better term, right? So you have the central core group in one place doing something, and you have the periphery, I'll call them, although they're not really the periphery. There's another periphery at stake as well. But there are others then in the existing Audioboo users out there. And that content is being pushed out there, if you like, via Audioboo and other means. And so we have an event taking place in a location to which people have travelled. Now, it doesn't matter if you're travelling 5 miles down the road. The journey to the event is part of the event. So we have a journey notion. We have an on the road, if you like to use Jack Kerouac's phrase. We have an on the road method, right? So basically, you have a prelude, you have the actual event, and then you have an epilogue? Afterwards, anyway, before, during, and afterwards. And of course, this event of the group of people in, for sake of argument, you know, Lahinch, west of Ireland, or somewhere near Knock Airport in the west of Ireland, or anywhere you like, really. A nice place, I have to say. Somewhere that suits, you know, a number of people to go to. This event can be videoed. There can be live streaming from this event. Greg McQueen, I bring you in on this. This can be a transmedia event. You have a Google Hangout. Jane Boyd is on it over there in Vancouver. And whatever, you've got Marty Constant, you've got other people, April Ennis, and you've got Nick Kellett from Lister. You've got all these various people. Now, these are all my contacts. You will all have your own, right? But, you know, we have all these people who are linking in with what's going on. But the whole thing is on a day, right? Now, we could do a link with sponsorship so that we end up getting Audioboo-ers into the premises of a particular company. Okay, let's just say McDonald's for fun. We get Audioboo-ers going into their local McDonald's all over the world, and we see how many we can cover. And they make Audioboos from McDonald's. Now, McDonald's pay for this because they're getting all this publicity out of it, right? So we get McDonald's as a media partner in relation to the expansion of Audioboo. McDonald's put it on their webpage, and a whole load of people in McDonald's get to find out about Audioboo. They've never heard of it before. Anyway, you get the gist of the idea. And actually, I'm going to stop there, because one thing I've learned in life is that never present a complete idea. Always have one that has room for improvement. So there's got to be extra dimensions to this that you can think of to enrich it. But this is an event which is designed to achieve multitudinous purposes. The more somebody can say to themselves, this is irresistible, this will help me achieve my purpose in life. Mark Rock's purpose in life is to expand Audioboo, but somebody else's purpose in life might be to meet face-to-face more interesting people, or else to do something globally and get out of, you know, and do something local So there we are. That's the gist of the idea. And I don't think I'm going to get a better opportunity for an audience than this current, you know, inquiry, curiosity into the expansion or development of Audioboo, because people will be thinking about, and hopefully somebody out there, one other person or two other people, might be an active collaborator, because, you know, my ideas are useless unless they're picked up by other people and run with. So thanks very much for listening to this one. Bye-bye. Sorry, guys. While you're looking for that, I promise not to linger and overstay my welcome. Your humankind package for after you've got your skin in good condition. And the YouTube video you see is up there to show that once my skin is in good condition, my eye is in.
I'm not going to try again.
I'm retiring now from God. I've given a good impression. I never get a chance to do that again. I am seriously alarmed by what we're coming up with, because
First of all,
you can see all my tweets there, but.
Shuffle.
Oh.